how the architecture is able to give new dynamism representation of our body, and how we can use the dance with this new representation. So just 2 words of history, because I'm very grateful to the person who gave the way. The first one was Andrew Taylor Steele, who put down the concept of osteopathy and has given to his students 1,050 years ago. He put down the notion of fascia, and he written osteopathic philosophy, and he said, now you have the fascia in your hands and you have to follow the fascia. So it was his message to body practitioners, almost osteopaths, because he created osteopathic medicine. But he is also the father of fascia therapy, and as a practitioner, follow the fascia now. And fascia, which was thrown in the bin when the surgeons were opening a body before, they were looking at muscle and they were looking at bones, but all fascia was thrown at the bin. Now the fascia have a new area, something happened for them, and a lot of publication and scientific articles are only about fascia, and it's the time for them to be revealed to the public and to dancers. And in fact, they are the white membranes which surround muscles, and we can see them when we go at the butcher. So you see white membranes, it's fascia. Yeah. So these membranes surround and also divide muscles and organs, and they have a thrust inside the body, and they are it's a continuous thrust. So the summit of the body is communicating with all extremities. Something very important. So something happens in one place of your body is as consequence at distance in the body because of the fascia. That's what is important also to know about history. And it's another concept that happened. It's Steve Lewin concept, a surgeon, an American surgeon, was looking forward a new dynamism anatomy, and he created the biotensegrity concept. It's a concept where, in fact, in the body there are not only tensional forces, we are used as dancer to stretch our body and feel very strong stretching, but there are also opposite forces, and there is a pretension in the body. Because it's like that, because the beginning, as an embryo, we are in a pretension construction. Everything is the result of two opposite forces, and it gives us the volumes. So it's by consequence concept which makes us a good representation of that. And I will bring you one or two models by possibility tomorrow, if you want to try. And it's my passion, and I think it can be very useful for dancers for improving their movement.
Thank you.